So it's Chaim wrote in the letter that, sorry for messing up your, Chavetz Chaim wrote in a letter that he will weigh in on behalf of people who learn the Svar. So, it's a big schus. Good, so we're now, mamish, in the turning point of the sugya. The turning point of the sugya. Beis Amid Beis is the position of Hezek Re'iyah, Loish Me'Hezek. So we learned yesterday that there is no position of Hezek Re'iyah, Loish Me'Hezek. What do I mean by that? What do I mean by that? There really is no Hezek Re'iyah, Loish Me'Hezek. Go ahead, Elijah. There is Hezek Re'iyah. Why is that? How do you know that there is Hezek Re'iyah?
It's an Esser that we learned from the Torah.
Go slow. I'm not ready for that yet. You have a Pasuk?
Yeah, with Bilam.
That would be, you'd be hard pressed. If I would say that, you would question that. No, that's from Bilam we learn. It's a Medrash. No, it's a Medrash in Matav Alecha
Yaakov. That's what I read. I don't know. That's
okay. Okay, good. We'll come back to that. Hold on to it. Remember where you saw it. Where did you see it? Do you remember? Remember where you see it. Where you saw it. Okay, hold on to it. Go ahead, Ephraim.
Daf Beis and Beis went through a whole lot of Mishnah. I asked that.
Correct.
The proof that we said, oh, just it's true, but shiny over here.
Correct. In other words, we know that there is Hezekiah Legabe Abayas, Legabe Rabim, Rabbi Gag B'Chatzera. You see, even the Manda Omar that says Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek, what he's really saying is Hezek Riyah B'Chatzer Lav Shmei Hezek, right? But Hezek Riyah, he's not denying the existence of Hezek Riyah. So that's what we learned in Beis Amud Beis. Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek should really be reformed in Hezek Riyah B'Chatzer Lav Shmei Hezek. Hezek Riyah the Bayis, Hezek Riyah the Rabbim, Hezek Riyah the Echad al Gagi v'Echad v'Chatzeroi. That there is Hezek Riyah. So Tzaruch Iyon, how are we going to formulate this din, this shita of Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek? So now on Beis on Gimel Amud Aleph, now the Gemara says Lishna Achrina. In order to chop the whole sugya, why? Oh, because I'm in Beis Amud Beis. So Gimel and Aleph, Lishna Achrina. One of the important things that we'll try to learn together is that just in terms of Signon, is in terms of Derech Halim, but to try to encompass as much of the sugya as we can. So Lamaisa, we can't. It's not practical to us to go to Daf Zayin, Daf Chavtes, Daf Nuntes. So we'll have to wait till we get there. But at least the sugya on the spot. Let me just see what names I know already. Ezra is over there. There's Jonah, usually back there. Jonah, chill. Okay, Adam. Is there Mason Edith, really? Avram, Benji Goddess is not here. Ephraim, Yitzhak Ephraim.
Benji wanted to tell you that he was exposed to COVID, so he's...
Okay, have to get him on the Zoom. Okay, that will all mask. I have a Bring Back Benji Mask campaign. Okay. It's Ellie Huberman. Good, okay. And Rami Leifer. Right, so are you written as Raphael over here, Raphael?
Yeah, I go Isaac. That's my legal name.
And Rami is your cousin, so you're Isaac. So you know, we know you're Isaac. Okay, good. So confused, okay. Daniel and Ephraim and Ari and Ron and William. Is he in the base manager, William? Back there, no? Not here? Okay. Who's that? Yeah. And Simon and Akiva and Noah. That's here, Pomeranz. Good. Okay. Ariel, Isaac, Zach, Yitzchak, Ami. Ami's not here. Jonah Tripp. Over there. Chaim. Yaakov Wedgel. Was in the base of Medrash, Ephraim, Elijah, Avi, Yochanan is here, and Ellie Litwin over there. Okay, good. So the Gemara says Lishna Achrina Amrila, second approach. Saruamai Mechitza Pelukta, that it is a separation, Dechsev, the Pasuk. And once they decide that they want to divide, so then we will force them. One can force the other. Hezek miyeshmei hezek. Ema my mechitza guda, mechitza kerem shenifetsa omer legedor, nifetsa omer legedor, nisrei shemenu lo yigod, harizek kinesh, v'chai v'achriyusa. V'taima, and if you're going to follow this tesefta, then a shutfin shirotsu lasos mechitza means they want to build a wall, not they want to make a separation. V'tam derotsu lirotsu ein mechayim, and they say om hezek v'yolash me hezek. Yachi boynin es akaisel boynin esayim v'boyle. Elamai pelukta, elamai pelukta. Yachi shirotsu lasos mechitza, shirotsu lachatzos v'boyle. Can I mean she? Ta navid pelukta. Okay. Now the Gemara says v'hezek v'yolash v'hezek v'yolash me hezek. Even if they do not want to build a wall. So the Gemara says in that case the whole Chiddush is that even if we move into a spot, into a chotzer, and the chotzer doesn't have enough space to be separated, but we want to separate, so then we are allowed to do that. Tanina, that's a tesefta. A mosse bezman shein shnei roitzim, a bezman shein shnei roitzim, a filo pochis mikan chelkin. A meyosma vimin a filo pochis mikan bimsipas vioma. Kamash melon, here's the chiddush. Hocha koisel. Here's the chiddush that if we move into a spot and the spot does not really normally give two families area to separate themselves into two separable areas. Nevertheless, we decide we want to separate, so why can't, so that's not a chiddush. We can, two shutfim can agree to do anything with their property. They can agree. Elamai, once they agree to separate, so then hezek nikish mehezek. And they cannot say, no, we're going to put up posts. We're not going to put up a real divider. We'll just put up a simonim that we separate. Simonim are good enough. Once we have a simon, so I know what's in my side, you know what's in your side. We know we can put your table in your tent, and I put my table in my tent. The Gemara says, Kamash Malon, that once we decide to separate, so then having guideposts, that's not good enough. We have to provide for each other privacy. Gemara says, "V'lisnei ha v'loy lisnei ach seifet tzrichalei v'kisvi hakodesh afalpi shishnei roitzim loy yachloy." The one place where people are not allowed, where shutfim are not allowed to make a chaluka, is when it comes to kisvi hakodesh. You have to come and explain that. Okay, so that's the sugya. The sugya so far is that there are two interpretations in the Mishnah, right? There are two interpretations to Ashutfin Sherotsu Lasais Mechitza, and the Lishna Kama takes the approach Ashutfin Sherotsu Lasais Mechitza, so then Boininess Akoisel. But if they don't want to make a Mechitza, they're on their own. That means Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek. One cannot force the other. And the basic cannot force them. The other approach is a shutfin, two partners who are living in a place, she'ein boi din chaluka. And we decide that we're going to make a din chaluka, so then, once we decide we're going to live separately next to each other, so then we can force each other. This was not negotiated. We negotiated to separate. We negotiated that the right side is yours and your side is mine, right? We negotiated that like Lloyd and Avraham Avinu, you go on the left, I'll go on the right. But we didn't discuss having walls, so we decided to separate. So then next week I can hire a lawyer and send you my old-time shutif a letter saying that you're obligated to come up with $3,000 for a fence. I said, $3,000? We talked about separating. We talked about having picnic tables on different sides. We talked about having choosing different furniture. We discussed that you like one kind of flower and I like trees. We didn't discuss walls. We didn't discuss $3,000 to build. Oh, we didn't discuss it. It doesn't matter. Halacha. Now, once we're having separate spaces, so then there's a headin of Hezekiah. So I can be mechayev you. That's the Mishnah. Shutvim shirotu lasois. They wanted lechaleik a place, so then they can now enforce it on each other. That is based in Hezekiah Shemei Hezek. So Rashi says, the opening Rashi the Masechta says, go ahead, Simon.
Does this assume that a chatzar she'ein batin chaluka, the assumption is when you move into a place like that, that it won't be like Rashi is about to say, rov tashmishan b'chatzar? There isn't rov tashmishan b'chatzar if it's too small.
So look at the Rashi. Hashutvin she'eish len chatzar b'shutvis. Ubote she'neim psuchim l'saychay. V'chol chatzar she'shanu chachamim l'tay abotim hei. V'rov tashmishan b'chatzar.
Even if it's
a shame within Chalukah? Even if it's a shame in Chalukah, yeah, why not?
Because then if it's Hezekiah Shmei Hezek, then why, even in a shame within Chalukah, why is it, why do you need Ratzin?
No, because if we move in using the common area together, so then I can't demand of you to separate it. We're using this together.
But you can't really use it, right?
We use it to the best of our... We both accept it from ourselves limited usage.
So what that assumes is that if it's something it's too small, in the sense that it's Yemud than Chalukah,
yeah,
that the assumption there is that people won't use their chatzar in the way they would have used it if it was bigger.
Correct. Right? Now that's merely the Alma. Right? You rent an apartment. You rent an apartment in the garden apartments. So, if you decide one Sunday that you're going to cordon off a certain area for your private usage, so the neighbors will correctly say, what's going on over here? It's an area shame within Chaluka. None of us can relax and put up a hammock and none of the women can take off their shaitels and relax and live in the backyard. Okay, that's the deal. I can't say, but I have a right to be able to wear a swimsuit, and my wife has a right to take off her shaitel. That is a right that comes with getting an apartment and having a front yard. That is a right that I have if it's my private front yard, but that's not a right I have if we move in and have a commonly shared area.
And once, let's say, that's true by a chatzar that's 7 amos big. Once it becomes 8 amos, everything changes. Din chalukah seems like so kind of like, I don't know the word, but like it's
arbitrary. It's
arbitrary,
word.
Yeah.
Right. There is an arbitrariness to it, right? Chazal define that the smallest living quarters are dalet al dalet, right? If you have less than dalet al dalet, you're not chayav to put a mezuzah. That's why we did the eraisa. Less than dalet al dalet is not considered a room. So legabe mezuzah is one example. Legabe eruvin, when is it considered to be that I am a person who's part of the chotzer? Who has to contribute to the Erev, have to be dalet al dalet. It might have to do with according to some, it's not a machloek, we can discuss it Chanukah time, but if my home is less than dalet al dalet, am I mechuyev to put up a menorah? So the smallest dalet al dalet, the smallest place that's considered to be a bias is dalet, but once I have dalet al dalet, then I have a bias, then I have a cheder, right? So the same thing with being outside. If there are several people there, and when we divide up this area, we're not going to get dalet on dalet, so that means that this is an indivisible area, because this area cannot be divided up in a way that we can use the area in a in a normal way, the way that you use the front yards. So therefore, since people want to use their front yards, they want to have barbecues there, and they want to have relax there and have hammocks there, they want the kids to run around there. So that can only be provided, that can best be provided if we all pull it together. If we divide it up, then no one can use the front yard. So therefore, the understanding is, there is an implicit understanding that when I rent my apartment and the garden apartment, that we're going to use this yard as shutfim. Now, we can then decide that we'd rather have a small, tiny area and to ourselves, and nechanami, so it means the kids, we can't kick a ball around, we can't put up a hoop, and we can't nechanami. But we decide that we'd rather have some measure of personal space.
And what if the minhag is to build with gvil, and it's only an...
What is the minhag? The minhag is what?
To build with gvil, which was the biggest shear that Chazal said. So we do 3 tvachim on each side.
Yeah.
And we're only talking 8 amos. When we do that, now the chutz becomes...
So wasn't that the machlokes we showed him? We had between the Rosh and the Tosus, whether that would be a valid minhag or not. And a chanami, would that be a valid minhag to go beyond the? I mean, if the minhag is gvil, so then in a chanami it would be 3 tvachim. No, so coming back, your question is, can
that would lessen the chutzner if it's too small of the arms?
Yeah, that's I have to think about that. You're asking different. You're asking a question if it's just if it's 8, if it's 8 by 8, so then the the minhag is gvil, so we're going to end up having less than 4 by 4.
Yeah.
So can that be imposed? I have to check it out.
I mean, is din chalukah like
is it? And it's good cash. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. When you measure the dollar, b'shas chalukah or b'shas lechayir, my initial reaction would be after the gvil goes up, you have to dollar. Good. So Hayyotzim calls that we have a 2 days. Let's look at a toast that we skipped. Is a technical tosfos. The Gemara says savruha. Now savruha usually means. What does savruha usually mean? Was that? Avi Aram. Right, so Sivu usually means this is going to be, this is a position, this is a have a minute. They thought to say, Sivuah my mechitza gudam. Right, that's at the Suyo, the first opening the Gemara. Sivuah they thought, my mechitza gudam. So usually, Sivuah is a thesis that gets disproven. A hypothesis that gets disproven. Sivuah they thought to say. So whenever you have a savruah, you're expecting savruah, and it gets pushed down. Afal gavdu b'soif koi. Over here, Taisha says, it's a surprise sugya, because the very end, we are going to accept that mechit zaguda. On beis amid beis, the Gemara is going to accept that savruah is aguda, and that hezek riya lashmei hezek. On Gimel and Aleph, there it's going to be another sugya. There we're going to say Sivruah my mechitza plukta, right? And there the Gemara is going to end up saying in a chanami it's plukta. So over here the 2 sivruas end up being the maskana. Afal gavdu b'soif koi ka'omer sivruah lefishezal loshein eina iker machmas pircha dilekamun. Nevertheless, it says Sevrua because the Lishna Kama is not the sustained Losha. Because of the Kasha we're going to ask later on. V'dichoy va'al muhu hay demishani. So we're going to ask a Gvaldi Kasha. The Gvaldi Kasha is going to be, why does it say, Ashut vin shirotu lasis mechitza b'chotzer boinin esakos, which would be boinin oisai. Right? So, we're going to have a teretz that the reason we say Boinin Oisai is to teach us that the Mesipas would not be good enough. So, teretz, that's a shvacha teretz. That's a dichi bialma. That's not a really strong teretz. So, since the entire Lashon is going to be Shaloi Kedin, that's what we say Sevrua. Okay, Lashon Sheni, Yaloch, and we're going to paskin Hezek V'yishmei Hezek. Lachain pasuk in the town. Ve'agav the nokat by lishna seru and nokat nami lishna chrisa. What's bothering Tosfos now in the second line? Go ahead.
I was going to say
lishna
chrina. Why is the lishna
chrina? No. So Tosfos now Tosfos says such a strong kasha that Avi's asking. Everyone's asking. The Gemara said, Tosfos says, the only reason it's Sevru the first Lashon is because the first Lashon shall lay Kedin. We're going to pass like the second Lashon. We're going to pass in Hezek Yishmei Hezek. Right? So now, Gemara says that, so Tosfos says, but the second Lashon also begins with Sevruah. And the second Lashon also sustains the original Havamina. So what is Tosfos' answer? That since the sugi began with Sevrua, so we keep the same nusach later on with Sevrua. Alright, so a little bit dechik at Eretz. But the od omer read the perikam in the darim, eko Sevrua falgam l'soif koyu masikachi. And the Re says that the prince, that the yesod, that Tosfos starts with, that Sevrua always means it's temporal and it's not lasting, so that Tosfos says is not such a good klal. Why? Because the Gemara Nedarim has the same setup, and the Sevrua does. The Sevrua is sustained at the end.
It's a support.
Yeah, right. So that's the Tosfos point there. Just again, this is a technical linguistic. Okay, now let's go into the sugya of Hezek. So how are we going to define what are the two shitas of Hezek, Re'iyah, Lav, Shmei Hezek, or Shmei Hezek? Now before we're not svar, it's just in terms of halacha. What is the halacha they're arguing about? How does it going to show up in Shulchan Aruch? Whether Hezek, Re'iyah, Shmei Hezek, or Lav, Shmei Hezek? How are you going to know if we paskin Shmei or Lav, Shmei? Do we say Avram? That's one step ahead. I want to halacha lemai says it's going to help. Ellie? Correct, but how's it going to show up in a halacha lemai set, in a halacha sefer? Right, if we're going to learn, if somebody's going to write a sefer, shecheinim ki hilchasa. Right? Hilchashcheinim. No, Isaac, what's going to happen? I'm not being clear. Halacha lemaisa, you're writing a kitzur shulchan aruch, and you want to find out how do we paskin shmei hezek or lav shmei hezek. So what halacha? What nukuda, Simon?
What to do in a situation where you have a chatzur that's smaller than eight
amos
between two
shchina? So that might be ois gimel. What's going to be ois aleph? Simon aleph in the again, Ari.
What to do when you want to divide a property that's isked and
chulin? That'd be os base. Wouldn't be os aleph. No, Elijah. No, go ahead.
There's a thing that has a griya.
What's the thing going to be? The kotarit is going to be hezek griya. So Isaac's not far off in saying osu listakel. Okay, that's I'll have to come back to that. It's oisal. You're writing hilchas hezek yaloch alamaisa, right? You got up to the sim. You got to say hilchas shcheinim. You got hezek riya. So maybe we'll come back to discuss whether ois aleph is osur l'estakel b'chotzer shachaveru b'shash shemisachek im b'nei mishpachta. Good. Okay. Beis might be osir listakel the ginosa shel chaveru b'shosh noteakram, maybe. But then, what's coming after that? Akiva? Okay, retraction?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it your Ellie? What's that going to
be?
Who's Ellie? You're Ellie? Who's Ellie?
Jonah.
You're Ellie. And you are?
Jonah.
Okay, gotcha, good.
Livnos.
Right. So, Lechaira, it should be, the first halach would be, Chayiv kol echad v'echad, livnos mechitza, al yan chatzeroi. Why are you confused?
Only if
Ratzu,
no?
Pre-shefen.
No, it's Aleph. You're Hilchus Shechinim. You want to know how to be a good Shachi. Right?
Wait, is that true, though?
That's what we're asking. Hilchus, once you pass it, Hezek Riyashmei Hezek. Right? So it could be that that Isaac was going to say that Ois Gimel is going to be that if you bought a chotzer and you're next to somebody else's bias, you have to have a wall that's dalet amos. It could be that Ois Dalet is going to be if you have that the bnei achotzer are obligated to contribute equally to building a base shar. Like it could be that Ois Vav is going to be that if you have a house and you're looking into somebody else's backyard, you have to build a Dalet Amos wall. But Lechaira, before you get to the Halach of Shutfin, you're going to discuss, forget about Shutfin. I moved into 312 Briarcliff. So what's my obligation? Do I have to build a wall between, go outside? There's no chatzah there. So when I figure out the cost of moving, is the cost of moving going to be a chiyuv to build a wall between our chatzeres?
It's not a shared chatzer, it's completely separate chatzeres.
No, am I missing something? Once we paskin, hezek v'yashme hezek, hezek lashme hezek. So what is the nekud that's being argued about? We come to the conclusion I'm going to have to build a wall. We come to the conclusion, Isaac said, we come to the conclusion that I'm not allowed to look. All right? Elijah said, the footnote is going to be Ayin, Sefer, Parshas, Bolo. All right? Tzorachin, if he's correct, we'll come back to it. But that's Ois Aleph, okay? But before we get to the situation, Lechaira, before we get to the situation of what are we going to do if two guys move in and there's not enough room for them to both flush and they decide to, so isn't there, shouldn't there be a din there's going to be a din of two ginois next to each other, correct? That we're agreeing upon, right? Even though we didn't move in and there's only not room for two ginois, right? Two bikas next to each other. So how about two chatzeres next to each other? Why not, sure why you're hesitant? Good, Ari, what would you say?
He's
in the same block, yes, he's nervous about
that's only
he's the other side of the street, so no problem. Go ahead.
That's only assuming if it's incumbent on the Nizak to protect himself. No?
I'm wondering.
The first person built one already.
Was that?
Yeah.
Why did one person build it already?
Oh, so you're talking about Chazaka.
No, I'm saying like if you're moving to a plot of land, is there already someone next to you?
It's
why
a
is
new,
not you down to build a wall?
You call it it's a new subsection. It's a new development. All right.
No, you're not shutfin. You're next to each other.
No, you are Robin. I'm the Robin.
Okay, so possible they were not.
Well, now someone moves into the lot.
You want someone who wasn't from.
Yeah.
Somebody wasn't from before you lived there.
Could even be from a different religion. Could be.
Yeah, I mean, he owned the house for real estate, but he was planning on selling it.
Right? Or it could be new construction.
Right.
So what's the thing going to be? Is that going to be part of the machlekes of Hezek, Riyash, Hezek, Lash, Hezek? No?
I feel like every single thing that you just said that it could be, the Gemara also brings up every single one of those could be as like an exemption of the rule. Like it could be a non-Jew there, we specifically talk about like a tzuri in the window, and then it could be construction, like a wall falls on, like every single thing that you, like, did to come back to this point,
yeah.
Seemingly was what the Gemara also did, is implying that there is a natural din there.
Yeah, no, is that correct?
Yeah,
if you do view
Hezek Riyash Shmei Hezek as something that's incumbent upon the is it coming upon the person that's seeing it or the person being viewed? Is it a loss for a person or is it an iser by Maya?
So that's what Ari was saying before. Yeah. Ari was saying that it's only on the nizik, but we're both nizakim over here. So why does that help?
Who's nizakim?
Why are we both? We're neighbors. So who's the mazik? Who's the nizik? I just want to get to what's the halacha lemaisa point? If you hold hezek kriya shmei or lashmei hezek.
Well, you're only both nizakim in that case if you subscribe to the idea that someone else viewing your. That you physically looking at something is going to cause damage, but you wouldn't both necessarily be nizakin if one person views it as it allows me to use my field less or allows me to use my chatzar less, and therefore that's a mafsid to my money, and I don't care about that mafsid, then I'm not necessarily being
so tell me, so again, hod mekush l'duchta, what is that, what's the halacha l'maisa going to be? What are they going to argue about?
Whether
I can restrict his usage? Well, how's that going to come to? How is that going to play itself out? If I say I'm not allowed to restrict his usage, what's going
to
happen next? So the chiv is going to come. So what you're really saying is there a chiv to build a wall, right? Is there a chiv to come to? But forget about shutfin. Right before you do ashchenim, right? Two neighbors, no?
Obviously, it can basically be mechayev you to build a wall on your property.
Can I sue? It's the same thing, right?
Right.
I mean, that is an interesting nekuda. Whether will basin go around, but that's the issue of mechila.
I was going to say, is your neighbor allowed to get basin involved and say?
Can I be sued if can my neighbor sue me to build a wall between us? Right. So lechora, right? Glenn?
Is there a difference in how basing could be recovered to by like an Zeke Mammon versus other kinds of Zeke, like with Kutra and the base piece? Would basing be able to be COVID there?
So in that situation, basing, the question of asking applies there as well. And basing, will basing on their own. But the Kutran basically say, so it's doubtful that Bezin on their own will impose.
Right.
Whether Bezin will impose on their own, that's going to be dependent on what Isaac and Elijah were saying before. Is there an Iser involved? If you tell me there's an Iser involved, so it could be that Bezin will go around putting up fences or imposing upon it to put a fence. If you say it's not an Iser, if you say that it is a question of property rights, so then it might depend on whether we sue.
Everyone agrees it's an Easter. Everyone agrees that as a good experience.
I don't only with this property.
Everyone agrees it's an Easter. It's just a matter of what is that
Easter. So but like Rebbe, if we look on Briarcliff,
yes.
At least the Briarcliff, most houses don't have four arm of fences in
correct.
Their backyards.
Right.
So
no, why is that?
You have very tolerant viewers.
No.
Definitely not.
Letter? Because at the end of the day, these halachas, there's going to be a huge override in all these halachas. And that is that if the township has certain zoning rules, so then that is going to be the assumption that we all move in with. That is, again, assuming, right? So that's the assumption that we work with. There are two parts of that assumption. One is the front yards. Many, many townships will not allow walls in the front yard because of the look. Right? And many towns will not allow walls on corner properties, right? Because of the traffic issues. But between neighbors, so the big override is going to be Minhag Medina. Okay, we're not there yet. So is that assuming, where is that coming from? Is that assuming that there's mechila? So then, hod mekush l'duchta, is mechila valid over here? Is that assuming chazaka? Is that valid between two firm people? Right? Or is that a dinam chus adina issue? And then it's not assuming mechila. So we'll come back to that. That's the very last piece of the sugya. Is halacha lemaisa. What do you do if you're in two neighbors next to each other? Can they be mochel? And the question really is a little bit deeper. The question is not can we be mochel. The question is can we retract our mechila? Right? In other words, if Elijah and Isaac are correct that there's an Easter involved, so it could be that we can never set up Mechir to begin with. On the other hand, if there's no Easter involved, if we can be Mochel, the Easter of our neighbor, so then the question is whether Mechila is always going to be temporal. But so before we get to that, now we have to figure out what's the din going to be in Yerushalayim or Kodesh, where the halacha reigns, right? Or if we're building a from Yishuv Matityahu in the Golan or someplace. So not the Golan, in the Galil. But if we're building a Moshav, right? And it's all and we're all Datiyim. So what are the halachas that are going to govern? That's what we're discussing right now. That's the sugya of Basra. Right? Then we can discuss what happens when we're in Chutz La'aretz and we have to deal and we're part of a broader society. So we have to come back to that. Okay? Luke, Simon?
Does Hezekiah like trump property rights? Meaning, let's say someone's property, there's no wall there, and they like the sunlight, and if you were before an almost wall, and it comes from that specific direction, and now you come and you move in, and you're saying the chiyuv is, oh, Hezekiah has to put up a wall, and now you're taking away value from that, at least the value of that person's son in his yard.
Okay, hold on that. Go ahead, Elijah.
The kotel is a way that the idea of Hezekiah and Hezekiah manifests itself rather than it being like a chiyuv in and of itself. Because the chiyuv of not having Hezekiah, and then a way that people want to solve that would be a kotel. But if you're able to solve that problem in a different manner, like Bnei Yisrael, when Bilam saw them and said, all their tent openings were facing different ways.
Right.
And that's where I saw that we were in Hezekiah and Hezekiah.
Right, so
if we figure out how to solve the issues in a way, and if you subscribe to like the Rosh or something like that, and you say Mechila does work and there's a Chazaka there, that's one way to do it if you subscribe to that opinion. And if not, then you need a wall. It depends on which.
So I'll go along with that. That's the Nakuda I was getting at. In other words, to understand the halacha lemaisa of Hezekiah, first of all. And Achanami. Now, what you're saying is correct, that your example is not so good because that's a bias, but what you're saying is correct is that it's possible, depending on how you define Hezekiah, that we can find alternate ways to negotiate it. That might be correct, all right? But Aleph is to, in order to be able to go deeper in the sugya, we have to be able to understand what is the upshot of the sugya. So once we pass in Hezekiah, Shmei Hezekiah, and Gibel Amid Aleph, that means that there is going to be an obligation on two neighbors to put up a wall, right? And any neighbor can sue the other neighbor. Now, it's important to note that this, what we just said, is only the Gavei Chotzer. Apparently, Kulei Alma is going to hold that when it comes that I have to put up a wall to protect the privacy of your house, and we also put up a wall to protect the privacy of the Tzibur Legabe the Rabbim. Right? So the reality of Hezek Re'iyah Les Mandapolik. Right? And Legabe Agag and Chotzer. The one nekuda that is being discussed in our sugya is Hezekiah of two Shechinim who have a chotzer. And the Gemara presents it, the Mishnah presents it in the context of two Shechinim that now are dividing up their property. Correct? So far so good? Okay, so now the next question is, so what is the, we would understand, because we think conceptually, what's the nature of this obligation? All right, so the two mahalchim in the yeshivas. One is the mahalchim of Reb Shimon to draw the chakira, explain the different stodim, figure out nafkaminas, and then see what happens, which one you got right. The mahalchim of Brisk is not to make chakiras because it's too speculative, because it's going to be hard to double down on getting what's the emistika nekuda of here, because we don't know what Chazal had to say. So the Mahalchim Brisk is to look at the Rishonim and to see whether the different issues that the different details they're giving us are going to help us understand the conceptual underpinning of Hezek Riyah. So L'chaira, the first thing we can look at is we look at the Rosh that we've seen already, even though it's a little bit backwards because we should look at the Nemukah Yosef first, but we'll do the Rosh only because it's a little more accessible to us.
Is
you can get to the daf because they're all of them. Okay, so we've learned this before, so very quickly. Hashutz vin shacholku es achotzi b'lei bonu kaisel b'nayo. Isaac, the font, we're good?
Fantastic.
It's clear. Okay. Baruch Hashem, young eyes. Okay, v'achar kach kamo shonim tova echad libnois kosel b'nayim. So the first point of the rush, as we discussed, is that if one day my neighbor comes over to me and says it's time that we build the wall, and my neighbor says we're not building a wall because you were meichel already, you're right to build the wall. He named machalteli. Al hezek riyah shani mazikecha. You are meichel me on the aggravation that I'm causing you. So we've lived this way for several years. So the rush says chazaka doesn't work. Why? Because the purpose of the thinking behind chazaka is that if you let it go for so long, you implicitly are waiving it, that by not saying anything you're waiving, that svara doesn't apply to this particular case. Because I could argue I was waiting for you to be aggravated by it. I was bothered by it, but I was afraid that if I come forward and say that it's bothering me, then you will have the upper ground and say, okay, it bothers you, build a wall yourself, right? So I wanted to wait till you would tell me that it bothers you, and now let's build a wall. You didn't say, so I had to move on it. This is not like the situation of the window where we do say there is a chazaka. Why? Because the hezek of the window is not frequent enough. Like hezek tonir, shachaloin osula oira, veloile istaka bochasachaveroi, ve osuloile istaka bamaisachaveroi, kinimil gavigina. Aval chotzesh mishtamish bechnisa vietsia vietsia shlo istaka, bitashmishachaveroi. Dami hai hezeka lekutu besakise de les lu chazaka hilchach tzarvach l'sayim bevinyan hakoisel. We cannot say that there's a chazaka on something which is unavoidable and constant. Aval im yesh de edim shemachlu ashutim zelazeh. But if you can prove to me that these two partners were moichel al hezek ria, Shuv ein yecholim lachzor bahen. They cannot retract. Okay, so the Rosh saying is meikar adam, and there is mechila. He's saying in the particular case that I presented, there's no, you can't prove mechila. In other words, you can't assume there was mechila. That's the first point. You can't assume mechila. That's halach in assumptions. That's halach in chazakas. That's halach in mechila. But The Rosh says, in principle, it is shayach to be moichel. You have to prove it. I'll tell me that I'm wrong because ha'omer lechaveiro kraksusi v'shaper kadi yochol lachzer boy v'yischayev chaver bezeikay acher shechozer boy. You'll tell me why is this different than a person who says, I don't mind if you tear my jacket, I don't mind if you break my containers, that he can always be chayzer and say, until now it didn't bother me, now it bothers me. What do you mean until now? We have a deal. I can break your containers. So the Gemara, so the Rosh says it's different. Why? Shiny hocha the tfiyas momen yesh beineyim shenischayev kol echol lechaveru lesayev bevinyan hakoysam v'havei kemoy shenischayev lo imoneh u'mochol le'olov shenzocha b'mchilosei b'loi kinyan. So here, for our purposes right now, this is the most important line. The Rosh says that hezek riya shmei hezek is a tfiyas momen. There's that means that I have, that you owe me something. It means I have a taina, a monetary taina, a monetary claim. And that monetary claim is, we're mechuyev to build walls between the two of us. V'havei k'moy shenischayev lo imona. And because it's a monetary claim, so then it's shayach to have a mechila. Right? So it's a monetary claim as opposed to what? Those are what?
Damages.
Right. And apparently, if it was viewed entirely as a form of hezek, so then a mechila and hezek can always be retracted. Right? If I make a deal with you, so let's say we're in opposing teams in some sport, and so if it's a normal thing for competing athletes to beat each other up, it's like hockey, so then there's a mechila, right? If it's they're playing basketball and it's normal for to hover over somebody and hurt them, so then there's a mechila, right? However, let's say we're doing something that's a choice of avakama. However, let's say I'm going beyond the call of the game, right? And I go out of my way and I trip the guy. So then he can sue me, right? What happens is before the game we say, Abayisai, there's going to be tripping in this game, no suits, right? You all sign waivers, right? We find certificates, we get the YU legal team to work out the waivers, ironclad, and we all say, we're waiving tripping and all damages. So now, so now, 3 games later, I see the guys, right? Not so smart to be to wait. Can I retract my waiver? Right? So Allah says, I can retract the waiver. Right? I can retract that. It was a Merchel on a certain Ezek. Okay, but now I can always retract an Ezek. Right? So that's what the Gemara says. The Gavir Shaber is Ksus, Kiras Kuzi Shaber Tas. So the Rosh says, but that's not true. Legabe Ezek Riyam, Legabe Echotzer. Right, I can't say you signed up. You signed up to retract. Why not? I can say you signed up. You are Meichel. I have Raya's, and we're done. What's the chiluk? What's the chiluk? How did the Rosh view go ahead, Rom?
You relinquished ownership of your monetary obligation to build the wall. So
in other words, first of all, he's saying that Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek is a monetary obligation. It's a chiyuv moment. That's what it boils down to. It boils down to a monetary obligation of involvement in building a wall. So now, and the Rosh says, and a monetary obligation, we learned this, we learned the Rosh before the break, we learned the Kaivet Shur before the break, that a monetary obligation is Ki'ilus Kabalti. Hafuche Matarta. What's Hafuche Matarta? That Mechila has to be allowed in a monetary obligation, because the alternative is, you'll give me the title, I'll give it back to you. Right? So mechila has to be mechila on a monetary obligation has to be something that is not retractable, because mechila, the Rav Chanan explains that according to Rosh works, goes to Rashba by saying kilus kabalti. you are obligated, the obligation of Hezek Riya is to give me $1,000 toward building a fence. So we could do one of two things. Either you could give me $1,000 and I give it back to you. So that's for sure not retractable. Because you did your obligation. So it's just like that's not retractable, so Mechila is not retractable. Alright? So that's the, so now, so instead of speculating, how do you understand what's Hezek Riya, the Rosh spelled out to us. Hezek Riya, Legavi Chotzer, is a monetary obligation. So now, Lachara, that means, if you hold Hezek Riya, Lashmei Hezek, according to Rosh, that means that monetary obligation applies to, when it applies to my neighbor if he has a house next to me. That monetary obligation applies to a chotzer and a gina. That monetary obligation applies to Hezek Derabim. So why on earth would we say that the monetary obligation doesn't apply legabe to chatzeres? If you say Hezek Riya Lavshma Hezek, how would you explain? Why should a chotzer be different? Where does it come from? Right. Follow it, Elijah and Isaac were saying before, L'chor is the same pasuk in Chumash. Right? The same parsha in Bolak. So how could we justify a shita that says that the gabe chotzer, where there will not be a monetary obligation to build a wall, but the gabe bias and the gabe, so you'll tell me constancy of usage, what does that could mean? Anything? You'll tell me how are you going to explain the shita? Right? How are you going to, according to Rosh, how are you ever going to explain Hezek Riya Lav Shmei Hezek? Because all that means is that there is no monetary obligation to build a fence between two chatzeres. What's a Hezra Adomer? No, it's Elijah.
Well, the thing that they use to explain the other ones and the Rashi, used Gina specifically, and Gina and Har Gemara wasn't Hezek Riya, it was Ayin Ra'ah. So the Rush could say that for all those other cases, it wasn't a case of Hezek, the mechanism that was being used wasn't Hezek Riya, it was Ayin Ra'ah.
Right, so the reason why that doesn't work because it looks like Farkaret, the opposite, that the Rush is now assuming Gino's Kedin Chatzah. But even if what you're saying is correct, it still isn't correct. Right, because Lamaisa Achotzer is not a Gina. A Gina is Ayin Hara, Achotzer. I haven't discussed Ayin Hara.
Exactly, and that's why it would be not good for the two. That's why.
No, but you haven't explained. But then the Chotzer Lagabi Chotzer Lachayra should be the same concern as Gina Lagabi as Gag Lachotzer, and as Rabim Lachotzer. So Lachara, why is it that there will be a monetary obligation legami the hezek to rabim and not legami my neighbor? How are you talking? How can you figure that out? No, what would you say?
Even in Hezek Riya Lashmei Hezek, once there's an agreement to build a wall, because that's the only way you're building a wall in Hezek Riya Lashmei Hezek, once there's that agreement, it's as if I put the cash on the table. I'm putting the $100 on the table, and then it's in the table because we agree to build a wall, and then I take it back. And then I'm both of us saying, never mind, I don't want to build this wall anymore. So now once you take those $100 off the table, you can't make someone put it back on the table and say,
I'm asking a different question. I'm asking how would you explain Dav Beis Amud Beis in the Mesechta that says Hezek Riya Lashmei Hezek only Lagabe Chotzer, especially in light of the Rosh, who says it's a question of, it's an issue of monetary obligation. I have to stop here in the Chat Mincha. But that's, then tomorrow Hashem will go by through this and we will have to explain the Mimuk Yesen, the Ramban, who apparently view Hezek Riya as Shmei Hezek as not Nitin L'mchila. So therefore it could not be a monetary obligation. So what is it? Okay.